We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Lynn Hayes-Freeland back here with Robert Mangino. And Robert, I was so excited about our guests. I actually introduced them like 10 minutes ago, but I'll introduce them again.
Please.
Just in case. Just in case. So we've been talking about salon owners that many of them have asked for waivers, trying to get the governor's attention. According to the governor this morning when he was on with Kevin Battle, Larry Richard, he is not going to let salons open up before we go to green. That was a frustrating answer for many owners in this area. Shalaka Joshi is the owner of My Salon Suite. Scott Kirschbaumer is the owner of Espa. Welcome to you both joining us today on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
So you heard the governor, I'm assuming, and when he said, nope, not going to open before the state turns green. Tell me, your heart sank, you got angry. What was your overall reaction when you heard that today?
I will defer to the lady to answer first, of course.
It's been a long wait for everyone. When I look at My Salon Suite, the way we operate, we take pride in offering state-of-the-art private salon suite studios. In our salon suite, the way it works is there's only one stylist and one client at a time. So just two people in one room, but even the air doesn't go from one space to the other. No equipments are shared. Nothing is shared. So I hope the state takes it into consideration. The Board of Cosmetology looks at the way salon suites work, and it's. I hope they let us open up.
One stylist, one customer. Yeah.
And for you, Scott?
Well, we're a little bit different because we are actually one of the larger spas in Pittsburgh and Allegheny County. We have 48 employees, all of whom have been out of work since March 16th. Unlike a restaurant that can, albeit still do takeout at a reduced amount than what they would be when they're open, they're still able to generate some revenue. We have been shut down and unable to generate revenue. In addition to that, prior input or lack of details from the state made us think that we could open earlier under, of course, guidelines. And here's the thing that we're looking at. We are a regulated industry. As business owners, we're required to have a shop license, a specific shop license issued and regulated by the Board of Cosmetology. And all of our professionals are required to have individual professional licenses, also regulated by the state. And those regulations come with guidelines that can be updated, amended, changed, and so on and so forth. And there are inspectors that come around all the time to inspect to make sure that you're properly adhering to the guidelines. With that in mind, why would it not make common sense? And I understand that we are in a touch-sensitive industry. I mean, part and parcel of doing a massage is you're touching somebody. Part and parcel of doing a facial, part and parcel of doing a manicure, you're in close proximity. We get that. We understand. But because you have states issuing licenses both to the shop, the establishment, as well as to the professionals that are performing the services, fine. Address the guidelines. You have guidelines that are addressed and given to dentists. And here's the thing. Medical spas, they're open. They've been open. And they're doing these services. They're injecting Botox into people's foreheads. Dentists are crawling around into people's mouths. And that's great. That's fine. I understand. But those are touch-sensitive industries that are regulated by the state, licenses being issued, guidelines being provided. So update the guidelines for our industry, have the inspectors go and inspect, and allow us to open. From our point of view, you could probably do open heart surgery in our space. We've done so much. We've had Bactronics that came in, totally disinfected the stuff with the same ingredients that they go to UPMC and Shadyside Presbyterian and all of the other hospitals and disinfect. We have plexiglass dividers where you have your manicures. We have UV lights, UVC antibacterial lights that we've installed in our HVA systems. We have ozone generators we run overnight. The place is sterilized with an inch of its degree. We have touchless hygiene stations everywhere.
Scott, with all of that in mind, I have no doubts about how far you're going. Do you then put that height of measures on everybody then?
Yes. Why not? Go ahead. Do it. In terms of the industry, in terms of if you're licensed by the state,
yes,
then so be it. That's part and parcel of opening.
Okay, and then you're going to have salons that are a whole lot smaller that don't have the kind of revenue that can't afford to go through all of that as well.
Well, we don't have the revenue either.
Because right now you have no revenue.
But won't have right the re- but didn't no. have the revenue before and aren't going to have the revenue coming afterwards in order to be able to cover the cost of doing all that you're doing, because it sounds as though what you're doing is making a major investment in the ability of reopening.
Yes, significant. I mean, it's thousands of dollars, and it will be thousands of dollars, just to give you an idea. Like, just the disposable mask, the surgical, the blue mask you see.
Yes.
We were just looking at a catalog. In December, just this past Christmas, a box of 50 of those masks was about $3.19. That same box, exact same box, is now the least expensive I can find it, is $34.
Wow.
For the exact same product.
Scott, let me ask you this, because it seems to me that part of the frustration is the governor keeps saying that we have to get to green, but there's no clear guideline on what it's going to take to green, what green's going to look like. So you're just kind of floundering, wondering what that means.
Yeah, floundering might not be the right word. It's because two people in this state have determined that they know better than everybody else of what the conditions are that need to be met. And they're not sharing the details as to what those conditions are, because they keep changing the conditions. You know, Allegheny County, when it went to yellow, they held us up for a week, not for a long period of time, because of a term that was brand new called population density, which just came out of the ether from the Secretary of Health that nobody knew about before she said it.
Scott, do me a favor. Hold on right there. We're coming up on traffic. It's 125. We'll get back to both Shalaka and Scott. Traffic on the Fives. It's powered by Bowser, where they're open for business right now.
I feel like we have so much to do. Shalaka Joshi, I want to get back to you for a second, because you say your business is one-on-one. You've applied for a waiver. You were denied. You do one-on-one business. What was the reason for the denial?
Well, we come under the salon category, the same thing that you are closer to the stylist, that kind of puts us behind. But what I was trying to say here is, with the My Salon Speed concept, I have 26 individual, we call them as our members, who have their own individual salon. Everyone has their own suite. So it is, you are surrounded by only one person. If you go to a grocery store, you have 50 people there. So it's the safest to be in a salon suite. And as we are getting like ready to open up, we have, as a franchise, we have provided great opening steps. We call that a four-step opening process: inform, prepare, ongoing, and new client experience. So if you're talking about safety and cleanliness and security, every member is provided with exactly what they should be aware of before they are opening, what they should do to disinfect in their suites. Again, there's a differentiation between 1, 2, 3 sanitation process. What is the new client experience? How you should talk to your clients? I'm sure everybody is going to be very understanding when we are all entering in a new world.
Let me ask you both this. Shalaka, are you hearing from customers? And to what extent do they want to come back? My guess is all of them do. But what safeguards are they wanting in place, or do they not even care? Just cut my hair. Just give me the treatment that I'm looking for.
I'm sure it's not the case. So just I want to clarify that I don't directly deal with the customers. It's going to be my members who are the stylists who deal with the customers.
Okay.
But everybody is really, I think, ready to move on. And they just want to make sure that, do you have your barber's certificate, for example? Are you cleaning the suites? So our main doors are going to be locked probably. And every member has to go out, host the members. Me as a salon suite owner, like the My Salon Suite owner, I'll be having a disinfectant place at different places. Our cleaning crew is going to be there every night, and everything is going to be we are going to be on top of the cleaning. So as long as that is taken care of, I don't think customers are going to be complaining anymore about it, or be scared rather.
And you can't just go rogue because you have licenses that could be revoked by the state if you go rogue.
Exactly.
Well, here's the thing, Lynn, on the going rogue part. So what we have, because we've had tons of customers, even back in March from the day we opened, that have gone out of their way to get in touch with us, like, I'll come in the back door. Just please let me.
Sure.
Come on. Nobody's going to know.
Sure.
And what we've been hearing back from not particularly our stylists, but other stylists in Allegheny County and throughout, is people are going to people's houses and cutting people's hair,
right,
and doing manicures and doing services. And I get it. I understand from a point of view of both the customer who wants a service and from a stylist who is not making any revenue that wants to make some money. But at the same time, there's also a selfish level of that from a customer point of view, because if you think about it from a customer, all they're thinking about is, I want to get my hair cut and look good. I want to have my service. Those customers are putting the license of the people they're asking to come to their houses in jeopardy by doing that. And I don't think people are actually thinking about that. It's something, and you don't know where that person who's coming into your house just came from, who they might have been with earlier in the day, so on and so forth. There's also sanitation, the implements, what are they bringing into your house? So there's a whole host of things that are kind of outside the control of the customer when they're doing things like that. And that goes back to the point of, we are licensed. So
Scott, do me a favor. We're running really late on this. We've got to get the news headlines coming up. And if you can hold on, we'll let you finish your thought on the backside of this. And then we'll get to calls, 866-391-1020.
Thank you.
Well, the effects on business, that's exactly what we're talking about with the owners of My Salon Suite and Spa. And Robert Mangino, you had a thought just before we took a break for the news, correct?
Well, actually, Scott was wanting to wrap up his comment. I wanted to give him a chance to be able to conclude that. Scott, you still there?
Yeah.
Go ahead. This issue of doing this and then doing it safely and then coming up with a one set of guidelines that equally applies to a place like a Supercuts. That's all they do. You go in, you get your hair cut, and you get back out again. And then having that, and then at the same time, doing something that is consistent for a salon such as that's as exhaustive as yours is, or like Shalaka's is, that's difficult to then come up with one set of guidelines for that, isn't it?
I don't think it is, and
Okay. Here's
why. Because those guidelines already exist from the Board of Cosmetology. Whether it's for our spa, there is already a standard, a baseline, if you will, that is in there that all of the people that rent spaces at Shalaka's place have to follow, that we have to follow. That if you just are going into somebody's basement, you are supposed to follow. Part of what I was continuing to say is our primary concern from the day that we were told we have to close to looking ahead to when we can reopen are twofold. Is the safety of the people that work for us. I should say work with us, because without them, we can't open and we're out of business. And also the safety and protection and health of their customers. And that has been our primary mission from day one. Now, as to the state may being quickly able to adjust guidelines, which some people say, oh, you can't do that, got to go through legislation. Again, I'll refer to the restaurant industry. Before this all happened, you could not go to a restaurant and take a bottle of wine, open bottle of wine out of the restaurant, or a growler of beer out of a restaurant. But you can now
because they changed the rules.
Yes.
Got it.
So you can drive up, pick up your curbside food, and have a growler of beer driving home with it. Somewhere the common sense has gone out the window. Again, because there are two people in Harrisburg making these rules.
Have you
as they go along?
Is there an organization statewide that represents you all? And has there been any suggestion from that organization in consultation with your own medical professionals about something that the governor and the Secretary of Health ought to consider in trying to work at this collaboratively?
That's part of the problem. That we do not have as an industry an advocacy group such as the restaurant information restaurants have a overall advocacy group, a lobbyist group, for lack of a better word.
Yes.
We don't have that at a state level or a national level. And because of that, you know, my wife and I watch the news and we hear about all these different industries getting all this attention and you're always talking about them. And we are not being talked about in the same category or in the same way. And it's because we don't have those people on retainer that are sitting there with legislators' ears in the capitals talking about these issues all the time on our behalf. We are a very fractured industry. We have a lot of little mom-and-pop shops. We have a lot of single-operator shops, such as the people that are renting from my studio suites. So that being the case, we are not heard. And our issues are just looked away. I'm reading a thing from this morning with Governor Wolf talking about letting the Pocono Raceway have stuff, and he's talking about the collaboration between NASCAR and the governor's office and being reasonable and saying they can open during yellow phases and stuff like that. Just another example of changing the rules as you're going along. And it's just infinitely frustrating because the last thing that we would do from professionals is put our customers at risk. Because we would be out of business much faster than the pandemic would put us out of business.
Scott, once again, say that last part one more time.
Oh, sorry. You know, it would be a nail in our coffin if we did not put the safety and health of our employees and our customers primary.
All right, Scott.
Indeed,
we would close immediately if we didn't take that into effect.
We got to go, Shalaka. Scott, we wish you the best. We wish we had a permanent solution for you. We don't, but we'll stay on top of your story. Thanks for spending so much time with us today.
We are open for retail product sales. So if you want to come in and buy some bath and body products and cosmetics,
we can do that much. Kind of like that curbside stuff. Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you guys indeed.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.